If you're there, say amen. Amen. 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face in a natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed indeed. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for this word that you've given us today, Father. We thank you for your sweet spirit that resides in this place right now, God. Just pray that you would anoint us, that you would send your spirit to us, God. That you would anoint, and these words would be from you, Father, and they would touch lives, God. In your name, amen. You may be seated. I'm a little nervous, if you haven't figured it out. This is my first, so. Okay, in verse 23, it says, if any be hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. The NIV reads this, if anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Our mirror. Not broken. I might be bold in saying this, but I think everybody has looked in the mirror at least once today, right? Am I wrong? Yes. We've looked in the mirror. Everybody looks in the mirror. We look in the mirror when we get up in the morning. We look in the mirror before we go to bed at night. We fix our tie before Sunday morning, make sure our hair is in place, look up our nose, make sure there's no boogers showing. No food in our teeth after we eat, or braces in my case. We always look in the mirror. We are creatures that love to look in the mirror to make sure we look good so we don't humiliate ourselves when we go out and meet other people. Can I have a volunteer? Okay, I'll take Amy. Come on out here. Okay, look in the mirror. Okay, tell everybody what you see.
A very gorgeous girl.
Okay, good. Yes. You look good, okay? Okay, well, turn around. Now, you're right there. Yeah. Okay. Now, what color are your eyes?
Brown.
Brown eyes? What color hair do you got?
Brown.
Brown hair?
And black.
What are you wearing today?
Red shirt and pants from old school Nikes.
Okay, you can go. You can be seated. We look and examine ourselves in the mirror all the time. The word says that if we hear the word and we don't do it, it's like looking into a mirror and leaving and immediately forgetting what you looked like. Can you imagine forgetting what your own reflection looks like? Looking in a mirror and then a few seconds later forgetting that every hair is in place? Forgetting that your tie is nice and straight or your eyes are brown or blue? Your hair is the color it is? A man who hears the word but doesn't do it is like he looks in his spiritual mirror. But when he turns away, he completely forgets what he was just looking at. What does our spiritual reflection behold? We look and we examine ourselves in the physical mirrors all the time. We are so concerned with the way we look, we don't want anything to be wrong. We don't want anything to be wrong. We want everybody to look at us and think that we are good people. We care so much about what everybody else thinks. But what about what God has to say about us? Do we care as much about what Jesus has to say about us? In order to do the word and to share Christ with our friends and coworkers, we need to get up in the morning and we need to start looking at our spiritual reflection in the mirror, making sure that our spiritual reflection is right. Judging ourselves in the mirror as we look, as according to Christ, we look and we think, yeah, my hair does look good, but your hair could be like your walk. Your hair could be like your talk. Are you saying the right things? Are you not doing the wrong things? Every day we need to get up and we need to look at the reflection in the mirror, and every day our reflection needs to become more and more like Christ. Yes. Like Jesus. We look in the mirror, in our spiritual mirrors in the morning, and we get up and we look and we need to see Jesus in the mirror. We need to examine and make sure that we see Christ in our spiritual mirrors. Anybody know why the sky is blue? It's a reflection of the ocean. The sunlight comes down and hits the ocean, goes into the atmosphere and collects up there, causing the sky to be blue. We need to be the sky and Christ needs to be our ocean. We need to have a reflection of Christ in the sky. One of the largest reasons people say they don't want to come to church is because of hypocrisy. They don't want to come to church because they know how Christians are. We go, you know, it's not good there. Is it? Does it? Sorry. Okay. I'll put it down back here. We'll put that away. Okay. We need to be more like Christ every day so we can be an example to other non-believers. So many people don't want to become a Christian today because they look at the Christians of the world and they think to themselves, I don't want to be like them. Because we aren't being real anymore. We're not looking at ourselves in our spiritual mirrors when we wake up in the morning. Everybody thinks, oh, look at them. They say one thing, but they're doing another thing. No matter how well we present the salvation message, no matter how well we articulate the words, no matter how clear they come out, if we're not doing what the word says, it means nothing. We give a salvation message and then we fall right away. If you're prepared to give a salvation message to somebody, you got to be prepared to have every eye in the room watching you from that point on.
That's right.
Exactly. Unbelievers want any excuse not to believe because they don't want their conscience to rest in their hands. They don't want to feel guilty. So how do we look in the mirror and see a reflection of Christ? The more. It's the answers in the next verse. Verse 25. Okay, first off, we look in the law of liberty in the beginning of verse 25. We need to use the Bible as our guideline to make us more like Christ. We need to use the Bible to reflect our lives on. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. We need to use the Word of God for our correction. We need to be in the Word. We need to hide God's Word in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. We need to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. We need to be in God's Word through devotions, through study time, and through listening to pastor preach, not zoning off when somebody's up here talking. We need to be in the Word. Second, we need to continue in that word. So many people think that once they're at this point in their life, they don't need to hear anything more from God or, oh, I've read the Bible 10 times already, so I know everything there is to know. No. There's always new stuff to be told to us. Always new stuff. Christ always reveals new stuff to us. When we read a chapter, we could read it over and over and over again, and the 10th, 20th, 30th time we read it, Christ is still revealing new stuff to us. We need to be in the Word. Thirdly, we can't forget what we just wrote. So who here you read books? I read some books every once in a while. You read, and you read about 5 pages, 6 pages, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, I have no clue what I just read in the last 5 or 6 pages. I do that. Anybody do that? I do that. So you got to go back and you got to reread it. We can't forget what we're reading. We need to read it. We need to study it. We need to meditate on it day and night. Fourthly, we need to do what the Bible tells us to do. Do the Word. Do the Word. Do what the Bible says. There's a song that I used to listen to on a Salty tape called Salty is Missing 9 years ago. And the song was called Do the Word. And it was about doing what the Bible says, not just hearing it. It's being an audio and a visual Christian. We need both. An audio and a visual Christian. A line in the song said, if you know all about the Bible, but you don't practice what you say, nobody will believe you when you're standing on Judgment Day. We need to do what the Bible says to do. We can't live a false life anymore because everybody's eyes are watching us. We are Christ's representation to the world because we need to get up in the morning and we see our reflection as Christ, and then the world sees us as a reflection of Jesus in us. James 2:14 through 18 says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. No matter what we say, no matter how much we talk, the saying there is if you see somebody who's hungry and needs clothing, and you go up to them and say, here, eat and be warmed, but you're not giving them food or clothes, doesn't that sound silly? But so many people do that because they say stuff to people, but they're not doing anything about it. We need to start backing up our words with our actions. Just like we need works to back up our faith, we need actions to back up our talk. Young people, when you go to school and your classmates want you to go and swear and they want you to go to parties and stuff, tell them no. But don't just tell them no. Tell them why you don't want to do it. Adults, when you go to work and your coworkers, they say, let's go to the bar and hang out tonight, or they tell dirty jokes at work. Don't just say no, but tell them why you don't want to. And then don't go, because if you say you don't want to and then go with, that's combating what you just told them. Our actions need to back up our words. When Christians start to live out their faith, that is when the kingdom starts to grow, because people will see genuine walks with the Lord. And when you start to do that, when you get up and look at your reflection in the morning, you are going to start to see Jesus more and more in your spiritual mirror. You're going to see Jesus more and more in your spiritual mirror, and then other people are going to see Jesus more and more in you. And when you leave, you're not going to forget what you look like. You're going to remember what Jesus did for you. You're going to remember Jesus in you. And then it finally says, you'll be blessed. Let's pray. First off, if there's anybody in here who would say, that's me. I come to church on Sunday, but on Monday when I go to work or I go to school, I'm just not doing what I should be doing. On Monday I go to work and I go to school and I talk so big on Sunday, but then on Monday I'm just not there. I'm not in the Word, I'm not reading my Bible, I'm not doing my devotions. Would you say that? Just raise your hand. If you'd say, yeah, I'm trying as hard as I can, but I could always be better, we can always be better. I don't see Christ as much as I should be in my mirror when I wake up in the morning. Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm so grateful that I am a reflection of you, God. I want nothing more, Father, but to be a reflection of you. Lord, and I just pray right now for the people who'd raise their hands, God. I pray for them right now that they would grow and they would be strong, Lord. They would be in their devotions. They would have strength, Father, through you, God. Lord, we all just want to be a reflection of you as best as we possibly can, God. I just pray that we'd be in the Word and we would continue in it and we wouldn't forget what it's telling us, Lord. And we would do what it says, God. And Lord, and then I know you will bless us, Father, because your word says you will. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Altars are always open if you need to pray or spend time with God.